Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Chelsea Osborne, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, December 3, 1823, the editor of the Barbadian newspaper received an earnest appeal from a concerned citizen about the protection of the public in times at the present when we are surrounded with dangers. The writer of the letter, who was only identified as a townsman, wished to address the issue which not only involved him but the community as a whole. He highlighted that there was a need and a want for a well-regulated police presence, specifically in the town area. The townsman made his plea as more incidents played a crucial role in convincing members of the public that there was indeed a greater need for police protection. While some of the incidents included the usual casualties of life and a few fires in several areas, other incidents made the need for more police protection quite glaring. On November 15, 1823, the murder of William Roach, a white man, by four black men, including a man named John, on the Lear's plantation rocked the nation. While the townsmen understood that the necessary tactics were already being utilized to handle the issues of crime, he also knew that one would indeed be insensible to every feeling of interest, justice, and humanity to neglect the necessary protection of this town. He indicated that even with measures in place, perhaps it was time that the island's legislature took immediate steps that would effectively place the town in a state of defense. The townsman also called for the representatives, who were looked upon as guardians of not only the town but also the entire parish, to earnestly heed the call of their parishioners for action. The townsman, who later admitted to owning properties in the town, implored every thinking man to understand that his pleas for protection was not only for his property and his area, but eventually for the entire country. He insisted his pleas were not intended to raise a false alarm, but to allow the warning to be taken in time to preserve the public's peace and tranquility on the island.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.